some of them do, some of them don't. That's the other thing, Matt, that what we're seeing right now, it really is impacting all ages. So, you know, primary users of electronic cigarettes tend to be youth, but what we're seeing in these vaping-related lung incidents are all ages. So it's really been across the board. In fact, the most recent death in Minnesota last week, the woman was 65 years of age. So it's not this incident, these issues related to vaping aren't isolated to youth. But a lot of users can be using both electronic cigarettes and regular combustible cigarettes as well. We don't have that information that's shareable as far as, you know, the percentages of those that have been impacted by this in these incidents that were using both products. But we have not seen this kind of experiences with combustible tobacco use through the years. It does seem to be isolated to the electronic cigarette use.